In other news, the nation's largest supplier of intravenous fluids has been rationing shipments to hospitals throughout the country, including our region, after its North Carolina manufacturing plant was damaged by Hurricane Helene. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
At Mainline Health, the IV solution shipment has been reduced by 40 to 50%, according to Dr. John Stahlkamp, the chief medical officer.
How are you getting around that?
So our teams really come together, and we're working on our conservation strategy. So we're really looking to try to conserve IV solutions. And so we've changed the amount of fluid that we use on individuals. We've also encouraging a lot more oral hydration in our hospitals. We're encouraging people to drink Gatorade and to drink more water.
Some healthcare systems in the country have postponed surgeries because of the IV fluid shortage.
We have not decided to cancel or postpone any surgeries, and we hope not to.
The American Hospital Association represents all hospitals across the country. It sent a letter to President Biden urging him to declare a public health emergency around the shortage of IV solutions. The association wants the federal government to get the plant operational as soon as possible to speed up production through other suppliers and to allow the importation of IV solutions from Europe.
It wasn't that long ago when baby formula was in short supply and the Defense Department was flying baby formula from Europe into the United States. That's another option.
John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.